And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tawny from Verrill. Have you audited your wage and hour practices recently? Specifically, whether an employee is appropriately categorized as exempt or non-exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act? Now may be a good time to go through job descriptions and compare them with work actually performed by the employee. Recall, for an executive exemption under federal law, an employee must receive a salary of at least $684 per week, and their primary duty must be managing the organization or a recognized department or subdivision of the organization. They also must direct the work of at least two or more full-time employees and have the authority to hire, fire, or make suggestions or recommendations as to the hiring, firing, advancement, or promotion of an individual. Contact a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group to discuss the executive exemption in further detail.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.